Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Kenai Police Department is getting ready to start gearing up its new safety patrol vehicles after the council voted to approve them at its Wednesday night meeting. The resolution would authorize the Kenai Police Department to utilize the fleet replacement fund to purchase new equipment for some new safety patrol vehicles. In January, the Kenai City Council approved a resolution which allowed the Kenai Police Department to purchase two new Ford Responders and one Ford Interceptor to replace existing police vehicles. According to a memo from Kenai Police Chief Dave Ross, this resolution would authorize using the Fleet Replacement Fund to convert those three vehicles into police vehicles. The equipment will be purchased from various vendors.
Our city shop has been installing that stuff, so it does save us some on installation, but we do need to buy all the equipment for those vehicles.
Items that are needed for the fitting include push bumpers, light bars, siren controllers, gun locks, partitions, and the installation of decals. The total cost to fit up to three vehicles is anticipated to be less than $40,000, and this resolution would authorize the use of the fleet replacement fund up to that amount. After a unanimous vote, the Kenai Police Department has been granted the funds needed to outfit their new vehicles. The plane and the bodies of two men have been recovered in the Crescent Lake crash. For more, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The fuselage and bodies of two occupants of the plane that crashed into Crescent Lake on Monday have been recovered, says the Alaska Department of Public Safety. The bodies of 41-year-old Paul Kondrat of Utah and 46-year-old Anchorage resident Colonel Mike Tyson Sletten were pulled from the floor of the lake on Thursday. The Air Force identified Sletten as the Director of Operations for Alaska Command. The Associated Press reported on Thursday that the two men aboard the small aircraft were on an instructional flight when the plane went down. According to the Alaska State Trooper Dispatch website, a team of searchers located the missing Super Cub in approximately 193 feet of water while searching an area of interest identified on June 19th with a remotely operated vehicle. Earlier in the day on Thursday, the Alaska Army National Guard had transported a search team of Alaska Air National Guard personnel and professional volunteers from the Alaska Dive, Search, Rescue, and Recovery Team to Crescent Lake to continue the search. With the use of divers in a remotely operated vehicle, the crew was able to float the plane and tow it to shore. On Monday, two eyewitness hikers notified Alaska wildlife troopers that they had seen a plane crash at Crescent Lake near Moose Pass just after 2 p.m. A U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service float plane and a DPS Hilo 3 responded to the area and located debris in the lake, but could not locate the Piper PA-18 Super Cub or its occupants. On Thursday, both Kondrat and Sletten were found inside of the plane, deceased. Their bodies were transported to the state medical examiner's office for autopsy. Next of kin has been notified. The NTSB will determine the cause of the plane crash. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Kenai King salmon are on an unprecedented deadline, with only 965 large early-run kings having passed the official in-river counter. This is a far cry from the optimal escapement goal of the approximately 4,000 large kings and substantially short of the forecasted amount of 2,630 kings. Nonetheless, the Kasilof River personal use set gillnet fishery opened Friday morning at 6 a.m. Even with the reduced days and gear restrictions, many members of the Kenai River Sport Fishing Association have expressed great concern that the fishery will kill Kenai River-bound kings. New regulations for ESSN commercial fishermen will restrict fishing times according to the tides.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.